Welcome to Love Wins with Ellis and Benita, a conversation of love, life, and relationships.
Hello, and welcome to Love Wins with Ellis and Benita. This is Benita, and today I am in the studio again with a guest. Ellis is out for a minute, so I'm going to carry this torch. I'm going to do my thing. So today I have back with me my friend, Mr. Ajani Sekou. Say hello to the folks.
Hey, folks. How y'all doing?
Hey, Ajani. That's what they're saying. That right. We can't hear. Hey, right. Ajani.
Call me.
So we just out here talking, hanging out, and talking about love, life, and relationships, which is what we do at Love Wins with Ellis and Benita. So thank you so much for tuning in with us and coming to be a part of this conversation. How you been? How you doing, bro?
I'm doing pretty good. How about you?
I'm all right.
Yeah, life is good. Right
life there. Is good. No yeah. complaints. None. You know, we're still in the pandemic.
You know.
However, at this point, you know, the thing about Black people, we are adaptable.
And
we're resilient. So we've had to endure through a whole lot of change. Mm-hmm. And so COVID, you know, is the latest one. Mm-hmm. You know, at this point, we're almost a year in. Mm. And so we've been adapting and we've been trying to make it work and doing what it got to do.
You know what I'm saying?
So those of our friends out there, you've survived businesses, you've survived being consumers, you've helped us endure what it is we need to do to make it. We appreciate you. Thank you. And God bless you.
Look here.
If you can are survive, a part of this.
If you can survive slavery and Trump, you can survive it.
Yeah, slavery and Trump.
Right.
Oh, shit. Okay.
I'm good. The people in the world say that.
Yeah, I'm good with it. So we wanted to come, you know, we're going to continue to show where Ellis is out. So I'm going to have guests. Ajani and other guests as well to help me carry on this show until my partner needs to come back. So today we're going to talk about how we keep them. So we've talked about, you know, getting them or whatever. Mm-hmm. So how do you keep a person once you got them? So I just want to give a little bit of background story. Me and Ajani, we are the same age. Mm-hmm. So I am publicly comfortable with announcing how old I am. Everybody knows I just celebrated a birthday.
37,
also AKA chapter 52. So I'm 52 years old. So I'm thinking that a lot of our listeners are more closer to my age than that. Mm-hmm. So, you know, and you know, at this age, we have some issues because the men who are still single at this age, ladies, I'm just going to keep it real. They think they the shit. They think, you know, they ain't got kids. They don't got baby mama drama. And, you know,
I'll rebut that later, but go ahead.
Yeah, that's okay. Cool. Uh-huh. You can do what you want to do later. But right now, what I'm saying is they think they the shit because they clean. Yeah, you know, they ain't got all that. And so they think that's an asset. Mm-hmm. But, and that's okay for them to think that. Those of us who have had relationships and we got kids and we got stuff, we understand the truth. And so there are still some women who are around our age who don't have any of that. You know, you've never been married. You don't have any kids. So you're looking for a man who don't have any of that stuff. And you think what you're seeking is a unicorn, and the unicorn is positive. So, okay, we're just going to talk about, you know, so what I just introduced right now is two shows. So I don't know where this is going. But all I know is we got 50 minutes to talk about what we're going to talk about. And right now we're going to talk about how do we keep her / him once we got him. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to go ahead and let you talk. I'm going to introduce my bro, Ajani Sekou.
Well, you know what? That's a real interesting thing because it's, a lot of times it's not hard to get them. The hard part is keeping them. Mm-hmm. You know, and you know, I've had, you know, my ups and downs with that. So Yeah.
So how you keep them? I mean, no, you ain't gonna bullshit. How you keep them?
But it depends on who you're dealing with. Right. You know what I'm saying? Like
you're okay, dealing with a girl like me.
Oh, damn. All right, okay. Like now, you know, okay, you know what? And I think too, this is a great thing because I think a lot of times men think we're going to need assets to keep them. Mm-hmm. That's not necessarily true in the sense that, you know, I think one of the things that's missing to keep them is romance. I think we've lost the art. Like we talked about conversation and comprehension. I think we've lost the art of romance, mm-hmm. right? And I'm an old school dude, you know? Mm-hmm. And I'm a romantic.
Okay.
I'm a hoe, but I'm a romantic.
Let's say it louder for the people in the back. He's a hoe, and he's a romantic.
But I'm a romantic, okay. Hoe. You okay. Know what I'm saying? Like, I love the adventure of speaking someone else's love language.
Oh, listen to you, love language. I've talked about that before because, you know, there is a thing about love languages and we have to understand how we connect with different people mm-hmm. and each other. It's mm-hmm. not the same. We mm-hmm. can't use the same paintbrush.
Right.
To attract everybody. So you got to understand folks' love languages.
That's right. So let's say, for example, you got a partner and their love language is gifts.
Gifts.
Okay. Now let's say that partner's but you don't have the expendable, is that the word? Expendable income?
Yeah.
Right, okay. To get the gifts, right? There you go. I was trying to make it, you know, sexier than that.
Oh, yeah,
but sexy. You don't necessarily have the money that you might think that the gifts that they're looking for, but you know, there's so many types of gifts when you get creative with it, that you don't have to spend money. It requires, like, I think the gift that people are looking for more so when their love language is gifts, is the thought that went behind the gift, more so than the actual gift.
Okay. I can agree with that because at my age, if you are my Facebook friend, you know I'm 52 because I put my stuff out there. I'm not ashamed of saying how old that I am. I hate the people in my space right now. I'm not afraid to say how old I am. So I'm 52. And I put it out there because there are certain things that we like. So what we're looking for at this point when we are able to take care of ourselves, we're not looking necessarily for you to have a lot of money.
Right.
But you got to be creative. You got to know me.
Right.
In terms, in a way to connect with me. So you got to know what I like or what moves me to come at me.
And so that's getting the right gift. So for example, for you, you know, if you know you, you know, and it's to get to know you, probably a good bottle of wine, but you better have your wine.
Exactly, because I tell most people, if you don't know wine, don't even bother to buy that for me.
Don't do it. You'll mess it up.
You don't do
but then, if you've taken the research, let's say you don't know wine, but you've taken the time and researched it and asked a couple people and did it and bought you up, presented you a nice bottle of wine, I think you'll be winning. Coming this way, because that's taking the time to see what you're about, right? Your thing, and then you're putting in effort to do so. I think that's where we're a lot of miss, because a lot of guys just were like, well, you know, I'm going to pick up something quick.
Just something.
And they're spending some bread, but they're not putting no thought behind that shit.
Let me give you an example of something that happened.
Crunchy ass chips.
Some shit that happened to me back in 2012. So there was a brother that was coming over to my house and he knew I liked wine. And so I told him exactly what to buy because I knew what time it was. It was late on a Saturday. So ain't no wine shops open.
Right.
So you got to go Walmart. So as a person who's been, my whole life has been wine since 2005, I know what is at Walmart. It's 2012. So I tell you exactly what to buy. So you came over to my home. Not with what I told you to buy, that you bought oak tree because it saved you money. Or oak, whatever the fuck it is. I mean, excuse me. Whatever it is that Walmart sells that is oak something. But that's what you bought. And you were proud of it. But I already told you what to get. And that wasn't what I told you to get. What I knew was at Walmart. You opted to save $8 a bottle. Mm-hmm. What I told you to buy was $15 a bottle. What you bought was $6, something like that. So how you think I feel at the end of the day?
You feel like, one, in that listening. Two, you know, it's not, you don't feel appreciated.
I don't feel appreciated.
You can't. You know what I'm saying? You can't. So, you know, with that, that's where, that's just, it's, you know, his thought was probably like, well, I picked it up.
No, his thought was, I paid whatever this oak tree thing cost, $4 or whatever. When she won at cost 13, I saved money and I'm still bringing her wine. But what you did not appreciate that at that point in my life, what the year that was, I was already a sommelier. So I knew exactly what I wanted. You wanted my attention. We were talking Walmart because I knew what time it was.
Right, right.
There was no top shelf wine shops open.
Right.
Go ahead and buy the best that Walmart had, which is really about $15. I mean, in terms of wine, I'm not talking about, they have some champagnes that they sell, but in terms of wines, $15 is probably their top.
So you know what? So what that would say, and I'm just guessing because I know like women are big on details. In the small
absolutely.
Things. So what that would say, help me with this. Would that translate to a woman is like, okay, one, he's not listening. Two, he's cheap. Three, he's going to do whatever it is. He thinks he knows more than me.
He's not listening to me.
Right.
He's not listening to me. That's what I hear. He doesn't hear me. And the thing about women, although we are, well, there are a lot of us who are independent and we understand we have our own ideas. We understand a man and men want to be men. And there are some things you want to do. But at the same time, you need to still listen to us and make your decision based on that. You know, so you even if you didn't get exactly what I said, if I said get XYZ brand, even if you didn't buy XYZ brand, for us to give you XYZ brand, we know it.
Right.
So you better come with, I don't know, ABC brand that's similar to XYZ brand.
Right.
And so we already understand. And so when you go like way the hell left, that ain't close to what we said we want, you're not listening to us. And so what the not listening to us, you're discounting us at the very beginning. And so what women need to understand, because, and I'm saying women, because a lot of women, we try and come up with other excuses for why he is. Because at the end of the day, even though women, I believe we wear the pants in a whole lot of how shit goes, but we give a lot of leeway and we allow gentlemen or men.
Because it's your nature.
Yeah, we allow you. We want y'all to be the leader. So we give too much.
Right.
But no, we allow too much bullshit.
So I want to you were saying how we, you know, you give us the pathway and then men don't pay attention. You know, that's a lot of times what you say and what we hear, you know, and that's where a lot of communication, I think a lot of guys, like, you know, we get messed up in our leadership situation and then discount. It's like you said, what you said, you know, discount. Oh, she don't know what you're talking about. Blah, 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 blah. You know, and then that you know, that just becomes a huge downfall. And that's where we mess up in our communications in regards to like keeping them, you know, and that's such a small thing because it's easy to pick somebody. It's easy to get somebody.
Sure.
It's real easy. You know what I'm saying? But keeping them. And so when you talk about just that, like, you're a sommelier And most men don't even know what that word is.
Absolutely.
You dig what I'm saying?
Right. I mean, most brothers I meet, they don't know what that means.
Right.
Right. That's true.
So, yeah, he's not going to make the right decision because of egos and things of that nature. And I think a lot of times, like, what men have to do, women too, all of us, we have to check our egos mm-hmm. at the door mm-hmm. in a relationship.
Sure.
And then focus on, you know, sacrifice. Mm-hmm. Sacrifice in the relationship, you know, which will... when you're ready to sacrifice, when you're ready to give it up, mm-hmm. then that's when you're ready to receive it.
That's a word right there. You got to be, before you can receive it, you got to be ready to give it up.
Right.
That's a word. Mm-hmm. That's a sermon.
That is, because you can't take, if your cup is full,
you can't take no more. Exactly.
Right.
My daddy always said, when you like feel like you know everything,
you don't know shit.
Your head is like a full glass of water. You can't get no more in it. Mm-hmm. And so we got to always leave some space because there's a whole bunch of stuff that we don't know. Exactly. And we got to be prepared to learn it.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You know, a lot of women, and I'm just speaking for myself, you know, on the reverse side of that, you know, because things are different from when we first started
sure,
dating back
absolutely.
In the day now, you know, and women are look a lot more aggressive. I can dig that. And, you know, I'm like a cat. You can get my attention quickly, mm-hmm. you know, but how do you keep that? Because I got a lot of things going on.
How do you
life.
Keep it?
Right. You know, and for me, it's simple shit. It's simple, small shit. Consistency. Just like women ask for it. I sound like a girl now, but I want,
just say you're
like girl. I want them consistent phone calls in the morning.
Okay,
right.
I'm gonna call you.
Right.
I'm gonna call you at 7.
Right.
I'll call you at 12:30.
But you know, I want that consistency. I want the appreciation of the grind that I put in.
Sure.
You know, and a lot of women now are afraid to stroke men because they've given so much to lesser dudes. Mm-hmm. That when someone who actually deserves their admiration and things of that nature come along, mm-hmm. they neglect that person.
Absolutely.
And that shit baffles the hell out of me, yo. You know, they wonder why I only dated for 2 weeks.
So, you know, it's crazy because women, we feel like we have to, we're still rolling the dice. And so brothers rolling the dice too. Everybody's rolling the damn dice. Mm-hmm. And so we're figuring like, okay, everybody looking for the damn 7.
But the point is 6.
The point is 6. So we're looking for the 7. And so sometimes you got to say, okay, what's the point?
Mm-hmm.
The point is 6.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to like take up. We're going to miss the 6. Mm-hmm. We keep it rolling until we get to 7. And so we're going to miss out on what's good.
Exactly.
You know, that we're where we should be because we ain't rolled for the 7. Mm. We ain't rolled for the 6. We ain't rolled for the
we
point.
We roll for the point because we going for what we normally, because like.
We going for the win.
Exactly.
Everybody want the win.
Right. And then that, but the win.
But is the win settling?
7 wins in the beginning of the game when there is no point.
Okay, so once we get a point.
Once you figure out the point.
The win is the point.
Exactly, you got to change your perspective.
But if you win the 7, that's like, okay. So let me just put it in layman's terms before we go.
Right, you might have a little dice out.
No, well, let me put it in terms before we go into this break.
Right.
So it's like, okay, 7 is the win. So let's pick a win girl. Who's your win girl? When my win boy is Idris Elba. Who's your win girl?
Maya.
All right, Maya. Maya's his win girl. So the point person is if I get a 5. And that's my role. I get a 5. My point is Michael Ealy. That's my other book.
Okay.
So I get a Michael Ealy. Who's your win?
Cardo. Yeah.
Yeah, pick your win. Whoever
Jasmine
your win.
Sullivan.
Okay, that's his Jasmine Sullivan's his win. Okay, so if he rolls a 5. You know, he might say, shit, I got Jazz, but I really wanted whoever
Maya. Right.
But the thing is, we got to learn that our win may be our ultimate high or our what's the ultimate name of ultimate? What's the star ultimate thing?
You mean the icon or the
whatever? That's right, the top. Whatever the pinnacle, top is. The pinnacle. Right. The pinnacle. So this could have been our pinnacle, but mm-hmm. we had in our mind that the seven is what we really want. The seven might not be what because is the best thing for us. Because we don't know seven.
Right.
Know seven. We ain't never had seven.
Right.
We just picked it on some exterior, some superficial bullshit.
There you go.
Right? Okay. All right. So listen, we got to take a break. And we're going to be back with Love Wins at Ellis and Benita. I'm sorry. So we're going to be right back. For more conversation on how we keep her. Bye.
Hi, the Black Talk Media Project would like to invite you to become a member of the BTR Community subscription-based social media platform. BTR Community is a platform that was set up for the listening audience of Black Talk Radio Network, the number one independent Black radio network online. For just $24 per year, your subscription gives you access to an interactive space to share information with like-minded people with your privacy guaranteed. Your subscription will go a long way to help us maintain and improve our current media platforms. It will also help provide a budget so that we can begin the task of establishing localized media centers and radio stations across the United States. The best way to show your support and appreciation for what we do here at Black Talk Radio is to subscribe. Help us to help you be informed. Join BTRCommunity.com today.
Three Guys Talking Smack and Listen to Music is an eclectic blend of genres for your listening pleasure. Find our podcast on the Black Talk Radio Network or listen to our stream on Live 365. From praise to timeless tunes to an all-out dance party, our DJs spin the tunes to make you feel good. Reminisce with us on Thursdays as we take you back to our greatest moments. Three Guys Talking Smack and Listen to Music, the intersection of music and culture.
And we're back with Love Wins with Ellison Benito with my guest, Johnny C. Koo. Hey. So we have other studio guests. I'm not calling their names because people are looking for them.
Yeah, just call me Mick.
Mick. We got Mick in the house. Speak up because we got... Oh, and then we got the bartender.
Right.
Sir Niles, who's kind of clumsy.
Right, he's been dipping.
No, he dropped ice,
but he's doing his job. So yeah, we appreciate y'all for being in here. So we are talking about, and I know Johnny and I have kind of been all over the place, but the conversation today is how do you keep her or him? Mm-hmm. How do you keep them? We got them. What do you do to keep them?
I'm going to tell you right now, especially at our age.
Do this. Okay.
At our age, right?
Talk loud because I need people to know.
Okay. So, and this took me a while to get to this. And when I hit this in my head, I feel like it took me to the next level.
Okay.
You can't just fuck them right. You got to love them right. Mm. Okay. Because see, sex is overrated. It's overrated. I love it. Don't get me wrong. I love it. But it's overrated because there is so much more important. And I used to think that me and my penis can keep a woman happy and all that. No. It's more to it than that. You know what I'm saying? It's the listening. And it's not hearing them. It's listening.
It's listening. It's hearing, So I had another show that is more visual and I wear my glasses on my face, but I have glasses on my t-shirt too. And I tell them when I need to see. So what you're saying is you need to hear.
Well, wait a minute. What about just being happy?
Okay, happy is okay.
I mean, just being happy.
So you're happy what makes you happy?
You know, just going to shoot some pool, you know what I mean? Just have a good conversation. Why can't it all be about sex?
No, if that makes you happy, it doesn't happen.
That's what I'm talking about. You know, I'm 50 what? I don't know.
53?
Yeah, just a little bit over 50, 50 years old. But yeah, at this point in my life.
53.
Yeah, whatever, you know what I mean? You can call it what you ever want to call it. You know, I ain't 53. You know, I might be a little bit more, I might be a little less. You know what I'm saying? But I'm just saying, why can't you just like be happy?
I mean, because you can't be happy.
Well, hold on. Yeah, in the bedroom, right? Mm-hmm. You can be happy in the bedroom. You can have sex, right? But when you're out of the bedroom, just be happy.
But I think it's a collective. Right? I think you got to be a part of all of that. If the bedroom is important to you, you got to have that. No, but
wait a minute. We in the 50. We know we 50 and above. It ain't all about just the bedroom.
No, right? it's not about
being happy collectively.
That's what I'm saying. If it takes the bedroom, it's like some people, you don't need the bedroom at all. But some people, you need a little piece of that. Mm-hmm. You need a little piece of what happens in the street in terms of you connecting with what it is I like to do. Mm-hmm. And so that makes us happy. And some people, we don't need none of the bedroom. Because some men, I mean, I'm just going to go ahead and like take a chance to say,
yeah,
that both of you brothers are pleasing in the bedroom. I'm going to go ahead and go with it.
I've been told I'm okay.
I ain't going to comment, but I'm going to listen.
You just need to be quiet. Just going to say, both of y'all may or may not be pleasing in the bathroom. I hate it here right now.
All right. I'm just saying.
But even if there was no bedroom, there needs to be some things that people can offer, men and women can offer outside of physical pleasure.
That's what I'm talking about.
Over 50.
Right. So that's when you have to lock in to the love language of the person that you are pursuing. Mm. If that's the person
language. Right, say that. Say it loud.
I'm going to say the love language. So if this is the woman that you want to pursue,
right,
then it ain't about, at this point right here, your pursuit is about making her happy because her happiness is going to make you the fucking man. Mm-hmm. Right? So in order for you to make her happy, you need to figure out what it is. Does she like acts of service? Does she like conversation? Does she like gifts?
Touch.
You know what I'm saying? Does she like touch? What is her? Because then at that point, you got to either learn her language and put your shit to the side.
So we talked about on an earlier show, we talked about love language. Ellison and I did. And so we talked about that book, and that book is available Audible or print.
If you can't read.
Right. About love language. And so we really need to know love language. So I know for me, my love language is quality time.
Mm-hmm.
I gotta have that.
Mm-hmm.
And then the love language that I have to give is acts of service. Mm. Now, what I have learned from a brother that I know I met recently, a lot of times the women like myself, women who are entrepreneurs and we do things, we meet men who are just like us and they've been used to doing a lot of things for themselves.
Mm-hmm.
And so acts of service, y'all kind of block us out.
Mm.
But the girls like me, who like to give acts of service, we can't reach you because you won't do that. So let's say you are an independent brother and you've been cooking for yourself or whatever. Why can't you, if I'm a woman who acts of service in terms of my giving, that's what I do. I do acts of service. You got to let me do that.
And you know what?
So you got to back up. But, so you got to like, okay.
But
you,
wait a minute though. Okay. What are you cooking?
If I'm vegan, I'm gonna cook what you want.
Right,
so if you are a vegan, I'm gonna figure out how to make some vegan stuff to do that because if that's my act of service, is to cook for you.
But women now, but you gotta realize some women don't think that way.
Okay.
Well, wait a minute, let me feel out.
Okay.
They say they're gonna cook for you, and then they cook what they normally cook.
Well, that's a selfish woman.
That's a selfish woman.
But hold on. It ain't so much selfish. Sometimes they just don't realize, you know what I mean, what the other person want and need.
But that's her problem. She's missing something.
I'm just bringing awareness to that because a lot of times they just gonna cook.
But Mitt, why do we date?
Why do we date?
All right, well,
hold on.
No. This is why do we date?
Well, wait a minute. But because I gotta feel the question.
Right, why so, you date? That's the simple right, last question.
Well, wait a minute.
You date because you don't like to be with men all the damn time.
Well, wait a minute.
No. Wait a minute.
Hold on. Okay. Well, let me say this. I gotta feel the question. All right, let me feel. You know what I mean? I'm a part of meditation, yoga, all that kind of stuff right there. So I got to feel the question. You know what I mean? All right, so I'm feeling the question. Why do what men date or what people date?
We.
Man. All right, why?
We. Okay, we.
We date. No, let me just cut to because you're going deep.
All right, let's do
it. We date to gather data. About the other person.
Dating is gathering data.
That's it. Dating you to figure out who you are. I'm asking questions. I'm trying to figure.
Where you drinking? I'm gonna give you a toast to that one right there.
Because that's what I'm talking after about. Dating, right? If the data that I receive is calculating with me, then we can move on to a relationship.
Okay.
There it is.
Okay.
I don't agree with that
dating process.
Yeah.
That's when we listen. That's when we figure out what your love language is. And if you ain't man enough to ask or want to ask, then you need to figure it out.
Yeah.
So you're saying in the dating is when you hear. Because what happens is a lot of times we're putting stuff out there, but you're still blocking because you're looking at the physical.
Bah, bah.
So all you hear is bing, bing, bing in terms of the noise. The woman or the man is talking, but you're bing, 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 bing. All I hear is noise. But what I need to do is listen.
You get that thing on the head, baby, right there. But see, that's reality, right? I mean, that's the obvious, right? But a lot of people miss the obvious.
Absolutely.
Yeah, you miss the obvious.
Because you know what?
Obvious.
You know what happened in that dating phase? Because we don't forgot a whole bunch of old shit. We don't court no more.
Nobody courts.
So
and then I need to add, in COVID, nobody has any originality
for
courting. Because there are opportunities to still court during COVID, but we don't. Huh. Everybody misses all that.
COVID
is an excuse because a creative brother
can
still can still court during COVID.
Come on.
Continue.
Come on. So
whoa.
No.
Whoa, okay. Continue.
Okay.
I
want to go back over to creative brother.
You know I was in jet, but go ahead.
So and I done forgot the fucking point.
We're talking about Courtney Cole.
Right, Courtney Cole. So wow, we got three C's. We're courting during COVID requires creativity.
That's right.
Amen. Okay, because you don't have the opportunity to reach out and touch and do the things that you're used to do.
Uh-huh.
Right. So you got to be creative with that shit.
Right.
You dig what I'm saying?
I got it.
If I can get. I know I'm winning if I get a chick to pull her mask down.
Oh, shit. Damn
your panties. I want to see if your mask will cut.
That's the fucking risk. I'm sorry to say the F word, that's the risk.
That's right.
Because before, risk was to do the sex thing. COVID is bigger than that.
Right.
I'm breathing in your same air. That's the risk. Amen. Number two.
If you get a woman to pull her mask down, then okay, God, she trusts you and she feeling you.
Number two.
Have you heard me? I've told you I'm an entrepreneur. I've got this going on, right? Have you heard me? When I say entrepreneur off the rip, you already know I ain't got no time. But if I'm here with you.
You should know that.
But if you're here with me, I'm making time for you. So I'm telling you how much I like you. I am putting my life aside, what I got going on for me, because I'm want to invest in you. You told me how you invested in me by taking your mask down.
Amen.
Okay, so now we've got to start. How do we keep that going? In the beginning, we've had trust and communication. Those two elements, if we hold on to those elements, especially in the hardest of times, I think we can make some things happen.
I love it. And that's true.
That simple.
I mean, COVID. I look at COVID as a blessing because I look at the positives of everything. So if you met a brother or a sister during COVID, all you got is conversation. And so take advantage of that time to talk with, ask the right questions, get to know he or she. And so when you come out of this, then you're ready. So what happened before COVID, we met a person, he or she is handsome, pretty, whatever. And then you jump into bed. And then so sex, because anybody can blow you out your mind with sex. You know, when he or she is on that game, they can blow you out with sex. I know me. My skills are, I can blow you out if that's what I want to do.
I'm scared. I'm leaving.
You should. Yeah. But, you know, if that's what we want to do, we can blow you out with that. And so now that we can't do that, all we got is our intellect and our creativity to keep you attached. And so that makes a huge difference.
I agree with that, you know, to a certain extent.
Okay.
Because unless you got the gift of gab, I mean, God, dog. I mean, how long are we going to talk and what we're going to talk about? You know what I mean?
But that's all you got.
I mean, I'm just saying, but during COVID, you know, with me personally, all right, I know my limitations. My limitation is not the gift of gab, all right?
Right.
I know that me being with somebody in somebody's presence, we can have a good time. You know what I mean? I can go deep. But I can go deep on certain situations, you know what I mean, certain conversations.
Sure.
You know what I mean? But I'm limited to, to converse, mm-hmm. you know, about different things, you know. But what I'm saying is that, all right, you meeting somebody online, because right now during COVID, you ain't meeting somebody in person.
Sure.
I guess you meet somebody you online first, right?
Right.
So, okay. You know what I mean? If that person is, it's almost like, let me say this, because this is huge.
Okay.
Let me say this. If a person, if you reach out to somebody and their conversation is just a one or two words, it's hard to have an engaging conversation or an engaging experience, all right? But if they can be creative and say things that can trigger you to a good response, all right? Now we got something going. Then you're seeing the creativity in that person. But that person could be a good woman, good guy. But you know what I mean? It's just that if you ain't in that company, okay? And they're saying one or two words or just responding in a limited, you know, amount of words, then you don't know what you really got.
You ain't got shit.
But if you got somebody who can trigger, you know what I mean, a good response from you, then you know you got something that's fun.
So
but still, you don't know what you got regardless of COVID.
Absolutely, but right.
I mean, it's just that way.
So do you think that COVID is better or worse? Is COVID better because now you only are able to converse? Or is COVID worse because you're only able to converse? What is COVID?
You might be missing out on somebody because they can't really converse, but they're good in person. But at the same time, you know what you got. Somebody who can't converse, but you know what?
So if you need, but so this is me.
If you can't talk to me, you can't do nothing.
So this is me right here. This is me. So if you can't handle, because the thing about COVID forced us to be with ourselves. Mm-hmm. So if you can't love and embrace who you are individually
mm-hmm.
and in your individual cannot connect with me,
mm-hmm.
we ain't got nothing.
Talk about it.
And so that's what COVID has shown. Mm-hmm. And so I was thinking, so I was like, we're in COVID at this point. By the time this show airs, we're in COVID for 12 solid months. But at the recording, we're in COVID for 11 months. In COVID, the biggest part of my existence and business is personal touch. I need to be with you. My business is about events and touching people. I haven't been able to do that. Mm-hmm. So if I have not been able to engage you without touching you and being in your presence, I have failed at mm-hmm. what it is that I say that I do.
Mm-hmm.
So I need to be able to connect. And so I need to know that through COVID, I can touch you and I got you and you still here with me.
So how are you going to do that?
This podcast is a big piece of that.
Okay, welcome to the podcast.
But see, but you know,
that's this, all
and
I
this
got.
Is a, and this is a, you know what?
But that's
you
all
can,
I got.
If you have a relationship that can endure this, the pandemic, you know, the COVID, then I think what will happen with most people, they'll find they've built something that's more than just a physical thing or a financial thing. Mm. They might have found they now they've gotten deeper connection in with their partner or their significant other. You know what I'm saying? Or you hate that motherfucker.
Mm. But what about trying to develop this? Okay, hold on. Say you are Johnny, me, Mick, you know, and B.
You will slip too.
All right, right? We ain't got nobody.
Right.
Hold on. All right. So
it's rough.
It's COVID.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
What you gonna do?
Okay, that's a good question. So let me tell you what I'm doing. All right. I'm talking to 5 women right now.
Mm.
One's in California, one's in Texas. One's in Florida, another in New Jersey, and the fifth in Ghana. Okay?
Hold on, I was in jail. I want to know what's going on with the one in Ghana. Yeah. But that's all right, that's all
right. So people can't. The furthest away, can win. Why? You know what she do? You know what she do? She calls and just say, hey, I was just calling to see how your day was going. She's calling me from Ghana, 5 hours away. I'm just calling to see how your day was. Okay. I know you're working hard, going back to work. At the end of the day, how was your day? This is real, bruh. I got women here locally that don't give a care.
Okay.
You dig? So, how do you keep me during COVID? Check up on me, see how my day was. Because you can't really touch me right now. You dig what I'm saying? Now,
B.
I'm here.
You guys think they say about that right there?
I'm about to break y'all off for a commercial.
All right, okay. Bubba, Bubba's going to say before the commercial.
Say, Bubba.
Johnny?
Yeah.
That's what I'm talking about. How you doing? How was your day?
Okay.
I'll talk to you later.
That's okay. It.
Okay. So as we go into this break, what we're about to do is play a little Cassandra Wilson. Because Cassandra Wilson breaks her brothers down. So we're going to do a little Cassandra Wilson right here, right now.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll be right back with Love Wins with Ellis and Benita.
Lights. Everybody's going through the motions with their heads up or down. No one seems to want to see the other person's eyes reflect the world around. Everybody seems to want to get away to some place, get away from themselves. I got a feeling if they found that someplace, well, wanna go someplace else. Do we really wanna go to Mars? Do we ever really want to try? I got a funny feeling if we get up there, gonna stop and wonder why.
So we are talking about what it takes to keep her. Now, I know we have been all over the place, so we're probably going to have part two of this conversation before we get to the real answer. So we have our guests in the house, Ajani Sekou and Mick, hey, who are adding their 2 cents to this conversation.
Oh, hold on. 2 cents.
That's all you got. That's all you got. That's all you got. 2 cents.
2 cents. Add up, though.
So before we continue, I need to thank our producer, Big P, from Three Guys Talking Smack and Listen to Music.
Thank you, Big P.
And thank you to Liam, our musical director.
Liam.
Thank you to Scotty from the Black Talk Radio Network allowing us to be a part of the family.
Yes, it's awesome. So,
all right, what y'all got? Highway Keeper. Let's talk about it, because we ain't never talking about that.
Yo, you know what? Women don't want much from men. Y'all really don't. You know what I'm saying?
You have low bars.
You have low bars, but high standards. You know what I'm saying? Woo! And no, seriously, bro. They don't want much.
They want everything.
No.
We don't.
No,
we really don't.
Do you know what? If you took everything that you had and everything that she had, right? You put it all in one pile. If you gave her 85% and you took 15%,
she would get 115%.
That's not true.
I'm gonna tell you something. That 85% that you've given her, she's gonna invest back into you.
We're gonna give you 45% of that back.
More.
What happened to if you give an inch, you get they take a mile?
That's not true.
That's not what a real woman who loves.
No. Let me be clear. That's not what Black women want.
Come on.
We're not the same. Black women are not the same of other women. Black women are the mother of life. We're the mother of the universe. We don't want that. We understand who you are in the beginning. So we don't want you to give us more than what you have, more than half of what you have. Give us a little bit, and we're going to take your little bit that you're going to give us, because y'all ain't going to give us but a little bit. We're going to take the little bit of what you give us, and we're going to make that greater.
But what about the little bit we give you? You know what I mean? You don't respect it.
We do respect it.
You know what I mean? You know.
Are you insane?
You make one little mistake, and here you go. You hear all the mouth. Wah, 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 wah. You know what I mean? Come on now.
You know. So.
Yeah, but sometimes you gotta hear that. But if all you gotta do is hear that, if that's all you got to do is hear that. Hear it and listen to it. Let us go through the rant. And then we're gonna stop the rant and we're gonna be back on your team every time.
You know what the best thing you can do when you get you a woman, right? This is you don't have to do it, but I found that it works for me. If you got you a woman, right? Give her this 30 minutes to run her mouth where you don't say nothing every day.
Because that's all we got.
That's it. Do you know what happened after that? They empty after that. 30 minutes, you just sit there. And let them, their whole day, whatever the fuck they want to say for 30 minutes, let them go. I promise you, after that, everything after that is, hey, baby, what you need? But that's a hard, long 30 minutes, my nigga. But if you can give that 30 minutes, I promise you, what you get in the backside of that is amazing.
It's worth every minute.
Am I wrong on that?
You're absolutely right.
When you come home from work, if you married, fellas, if you home married, right, and you come home from work, the first 30 minutes before you go take a shit, before you smoke a J, before you a drink, sit down.
You can't hold that shit.
That's all right. Sit down and let your woman run off for 30 minutes. I promise you, the rest of your life will be good.
I do not disagree.
All right, well, hold on. All right, check this out.
All right, I'm listening.
When she come on and she got nothing to say.
Then you
And your day was all fucked up. All right?
Uh-huh.
And you say, how your day been? They were like, okay. And you say, how your day been? You give them all this shit, how your day been, right? How your day went? You know, everything was you giving your 30-minute rundown, right? I ain't gonna lie, a lot of time they listen.
We do listen. I mean, we listen to you for damn.
So I'm just saying, I'm listening to myself.
So what you did?
I'm listening to myself.
Giving a perfect example of how we listen.
You're right.
We listen to you say this nothingness. So, well, women are programmed to listen to what it is that y'all need.
Right.
Because we are programmed to put y'all first. Y'all are only second or tied to our children.
Oh, no.
All right, yeah. Well, hold on, man.
What?
Hold on. So
I ain't got but three more minutes on this show, so all right,
well, go ahead, do your thing.
No, I do
the next show.
No. You might not be on the next show.
Well, all right, well, this is gonna be a whole other conversation.
That's deep.
So what you gotta say? Your second attack. Right. What was that? Because we gotta deal with. So in this last 30 seconds, what happened is I got two men in my space. Both are important to me. One is my friend, one who has been my lover. And then my child came in. So I, as a woman, I had to deal with all of this dynamic. Mm. And this is what we are in this universe. We got to deal with our friends, our lovers, our children. We got to deal with everything. And we got to make it all work in 2 minutes.
Mm. Mm.
She's soft. My friend is soft. What do you need?
Mm. I need about an hour and a half.
Got out.
I got you as soon as we log off. Okay. I got you. I got time for you.
Logic.
So, what I want to do right now on Love Wins with Allison Benita is thank our listeners for tuning in and all of the platforms. I want to thank those of you who share. I want to thank Black Talk Radio Network and Mr. Scotty Reed for allowing us to be a part of the family. I want to thank Ajani for being here tonight and being here next week because we're going to have another show.
Hey.
We're going to be here for a couple of weeks and I'm going to keep this brother. Mick, if you want to come back, you're always welcome.
Nobody probably want me back.
So Snack, Mick.
No.
So I ain't coming back no more.
So you know what you are good for? Let me tell you what you're good for. You're good for exposing the other side of me because I've known you for long enough that you know that other side. So you're good for that.
The backside, Nicole.
You're good for the other side of me. So I want to thank y'all for listening. And we're going to be back in next week. And I appreciate you. Love y'all. Peace.
Peace.
We hope you enjoy Love Wins with Ellis and Benita. Until next time, put love first. Hashtag Love Wins. If you'd like to reach us, reach out at Love Wins with Ellis and Benita at gmail.com.